Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and I'm coming to you by I'm also coming live, if all goes well, on my Fox YouTube channel. Rich, the goddess, Aspen Light, goddess, fire, water, sun, of light, of the forge, of bars. She has many different forms. And I got some messages that I have the opportunity to code in order to have this work. And so you know, part of all of this is learning to be flexible. So I have the opportunity to switch to a girl of the cell phone coverage. I'm going to click out of my laptop, and I'm looking to see if it is okay. Well, I think we will have an okay. So, thanks for all of you who are dealing with my attempts to be on two platforms with limited internet and landline. I'm on a landline phone now. The cell just really wouldn't work. So, tonight is a time to get ready for Imok. It's Bridget's time. Bridget, the goddess of the waxing light. And in some traditions, she's the goddess of spring. And this is the start of spring amongst some Celtic peoples in contemporary times, in ancient times. Here in Wisconsin, USA, we're in the depths of winter. So tonight, we are going to take a look at Bridget and some of her goddess lore and symbols and powers. I'd like to start out with a chant that I created and have used for casting circles when I am working with Bridget and for the festival of Imok. Circle of Bridget power, circle of Bridget light, circle of Bridget magic, circle of Bridget bright, circle of Bridget power, circle of Bridget light, circle of Bridget magic, circle of Bridget bright. Bright Bridget blessings. We call on Bridget as one and as many to be with us guide us, to be in us, to teach us, to be with us in this workshop, exploring her and her imagery, her aspects, her tales. We call on Bridget to come and be with us. I have with me some Bridget images and symbols. The Bridget cross is used by people in different parts of the world now and across a variety of traditions. Most Bridget crosses, and they're also known as Bridget wheels, have four arms, and traditionally they're woven from rushes, such as the one that I have that I'm using in this workshop and the video portion. And these four arms represent the sacred sun. The solstices and the equinoxes are one way of tracking the sun, the beginning and the ending of the solar year is winter solstice, and the equinoxes, where days and nights are of equal length, are two of the other solar festivals. And then there's summer solstice, where the days are the longest. But I suspect that because the ancient Celts had fire festivals midway between solstice and equinoxes, that the four arms of the Bridget cross are really representing the sun and what is known as the cross quarter days, the Celtic fire festivals. Bridget's festival, Imlach, is one of those. In the northern hemisphere, typically it's late January and early February, and some of us celebrate Bridget throughout the year. The other festivals that are connected with the sun and the midpoints of the solar year are Beltane, late April, early May, Lunasa, Lammas, which is 6 months from Imlach, late July, early August, and then Samhain, late October, early November. So Bridget has a variety of symbols, and perhaps the one that is mostly in homes all around the world today is the Bridget cross, for it's a home blessing symbol. I use it also as a wand and as a representation of Bridget as sun goddess. Now, these can be made out of many different materials, and this one that I have, which is a dark-colored Bridget cross, is made of peat. And both of these Bridget crosses come from Ireland. And Ireland is one of those places where Bridget has been honored for more than 2,000 years. She has continued to be honored not only as a pagan goddess by peoples today, but as Ireland became Christianized, she took on a Christian saint form. Now, some of Bridget lore is that she was born to an interfaith household, father a Druid and pagan, mother a Christian, and she was born at the threshold of their home. Part out, part in. Liminal space. Now, there's some other traditions that say that she was born to a totally pagan household and later accepted Christianity as her religion of choice after encountering Saint Patrick. What I suspect is that Bridget goddess worship, the pagan goddess worship, was so strongly intertwined, not only in Ireland, but in some other Celtic places, that she needed to continue to be honored and celebrated. And for that reason, she took on a Christian guise, just as some of the old pagan holy places, not only in Ireland and other Celtic lands, but across Europe and some other parts of the world, were turned into Christian sites as Christianity became a dominant religion in the area. So tonight I'm going to share with you some more Bridget lore. And for me, Bridget the goddess and Bridget the saint are very intertwined. The old pagan lore has found its way into Christian lore. One of those tales from the past is that Bridget was a brewer of beer and had miraculous powers. So whether it was pagan goddess Bridget or Christian saint Bridget, the tale is told how she turned a whole lake into beer. So you've heard of the changing of water into wine. Well, Bridget turned some water into beer, according to one tale. Bridget is a versatile goddess. Some say that Bridget is actually several goddesses that have all merged. I prefer to consider Bridget as an all goddess with particular facets across time and space, and see her as not only one, but also many. Now, in some traditions, she's primarily seen as a triple goddess, and the three aspects of Bridget have to do with her powers as a patroness of bards, storytellers, poets, musicians, the goddess of inspiration. And an image that I have of her has her in a threefold form, actually three different goddesses, all with their backs to each other, forming a triad. And her Bridget as inspirer is shown as her holding looks like what you might call paper or a tablet. And she has a staff, the goddess of inspiration. She also is the goddess of transformation, also known as a smith goddess, the goddess of the forge. Not only the forge for blacksmithing, iron, but goldsmithing in some traditions. And her third aspect is goddess of healing, midwifery, and nurturing. And in the image that I have, which is in the main shrine of my home, I will move the image around on the shrine depending on which particular aspect I'm going to focus on. In her healing aspect, she has one of the creatures associated with her, which is a snake. And a snake colors of life rather than a snake in some of its more nefarious forms. So I give thanks to the triple Bridget, and some will depict her and her triplicity in some other ways. And one of the forms that I have is a necklace, a pendant. And here, as the healer, she has her hands raised. There's an actual image of her at a forge, and also having her as a birther of new life. I first started connecting with Bridget long ago, early in my priestess life. I was actually doing genealogy research and found myself in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. And I was living, I've been living in the Madison, Wisconsin area since the 1970s. And I happened to be in town doing a variety of things, and I've been thinking about going to the public library and starting to explore. I'm looking at some of my Celtic roots, and as I was making my way down the street towards the library, a thunderstorm came up, and I made a quick dash into the library. Now, Bridget also has connections with lightning, and one of her powers is that of inspiration and transformation, and she has been connected with brilliance and light, and with lightning in particular. I had not any preconceived ideas of what exactly I would be doing as I hoped to find some information about my ancestors. But as I got into the library, I had a sense to just go over into the part of the library with some genealogical books, and this was back in the days of a card catalog. No, I didn't look up in the card catalog. I went wandering in a kind of a mystical way, and I came upon a book called The Highland Clans, and it's all about Scottish ancestral clans, and I knew I had some Scottish ancestry on my father's side and my father's mother's side. And as I took a look at this book, I found one of my Scottish clans was described in the book. Not a well-known clan in contemporary times. Probably the associated clan with it, Macduff, is much more well-known due to Shakespeare and some other literary works. But the Weems clan, which is I'm descended from on my father's mother's lines, had lore that was in the book not only talking about the ancestors of that line caring for Bridget's sacred site in Abernathy, Fife, Scotland. But there was information about the lore of that particular clan claiming descent from the goddess Bridget. Well, this got my attention, and while this is folklore and there's still things about my Weems line that I'm sorting out from all the genealogical sources that I've consulted, I do have a strong sense that the Bridget connection was a very real one and an ancient one. One of our symbols for that particular line is that of the swan. And swan maidens who shift from human form into swans and back again, that's a motif you'll find in a lot of folklore. Well, Bridget can take the form of a swan, and the swan is another one of her sacred creatures. For my Weems line, we have a motto that is about thoughtfulness, and our symbol for that house of Weems or clan of Weems is a swan. I've seen it in books, and then in the mid-1990s, I had an opportunity to speak at a pagan studies conference in the UK, and a side trip after the conference was to go to Scotland, and I had the opportunity to connect with a very distant relative living in a very old home, ancestral home on ancestral land by the Firth of Forth. So, yes, I went to visit Weems Castle in West Weems, and the swan was on a mural there as well as in a gate, and clearly that part of the family has cherished that image. And not too far from that old ancestral land is an area known as the Weems Caves. And as climate change has happened, unfortunately, the North Sea has been rising, and that's put some of the old caves that are right along the water at risk. And there's been some vandalism and other things, but I have done some research into the pictographs and petroglyphs, the rock art, that goes back many, many generations, back before the Middle Ages, going back to Pictish time. And one of the images that was in one of the caves was a swan. And while it's not visible these days, that particular cave might be closed. I wasn't able to actually see that image. It's another sign to me about how symbols can endure across time as well as lore. Bridget is seen as a goddess of fire in some traditions. In fact, most traditions. And the festival, Imhoff, is also known by the name Candlemas. And as that festival became Christianized, it not only was the feast of St. Bridget, Bridget's night, Bridget's day, but it was a time for blessing candles. Well, before candles were blessed, fire was an important part of practices honoring Bridget. One of her most ancient holy places is in Kildare, Ireland. And that place, literally the name means Church of the Oaks. And there are remains of a sacred fire dating back to pagan times. There was a fire temple to Bridget there. And in the 1990s, the fire was rekindled. Now, this is a place that was originally pagan, then became Christian, and nuns still care for this place, but it's definitely become multilingual, interreligious, and a gathering place from people from all over the world. And so the candles are kindled from the fire at Bridget's sacred site. And one of the things that has been a tradition, people who go visit this ancient Bridget holy place will take candles, kindle them there, extinguish the candle, and take the power of that sacred flame and Bridget as fire goddess with them as their way back home and use the candles kindled from Bridget's sacred flame to kindle other candles. And thus, the flame continues to be passed around. There are several Brigantine orders where people take turns tending fire in honor of Bridget. And I've had the good occasion to be in touch with community members of the Circle Sanctuary community who've gone to Ireland, to Kildare, who have kindled candles from the fire there and brought back candles and gifted many of us in the community with candles there. So our Bridget fires at Imhotep time are kindled from some candles that actually have connections with the ancient past, recycled in contemporary times. Now, Kildare is also a place that is connected with water. Yes, there's a Bridget well there. Bridget Holy Wells, also known as Bride Wells, are in many parts of Europe, not just Ireland. And having some water on an altar to Bridget, calling on Bridget to bless the water as part of the ritual is one way to have your own sacred well connected with Bridget, symbolically on your altar. Some will gather water from ancient Bridget and St. Bridget wells and then take a bit of that water and add it to ritual offering water, altar water. Another way of sharing the magic of Bridget's sacred sites. Well, the third symbol of Bridget that's connected with Kildare comes from its name. It's the oak. And to represent that aspect of Bridget, I have a golden acorn. And Bridget is long connected with the oak, and some worship Bridget in groves of oak. I live in an oak forest, and this oak forest where which surrounds the studio in my home where I'm doing this workshop with, it's mostly an oak forest, and it joins the forest of Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, which is a 200-acre sacred nature sanctuary that's headquarters for Circle Sanctuary. And we have, no surprise, a spring called Bridget Spring at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve. I have gone to the spring many times over the years. The name Bridget Spring came to me shortly after we began purchase on the land and moved there. And we have a custom that we have kept alive. The Clutey Well custom has a somewhat different form at our spring, but the idea was that you would visit a Bridget Well, sometimes known as Bride Well. You take a strip of cloth, it might be a bit of your own clothing, part of a hem, or some other piece of cloth, and you would tie it on a tree by the Bridget Well or on some other apparatus that had the strip of cloth as a kind of prayer ribbon. Now, we have hoops made of willow that we have on a shepherd's hook hanging over our Bridget Spring, and people tie ribbons and strips of cloth there as they make prayers for healing for themselves, for others, for the planet. So we've kept alive that old custom over the years, and the idea was that you visit a Bridget Well and you leave the prayer ribbon as a kind of offering and as a request for healing. And certainly, being able to tap into the water of the spring, anoint oneself. Our spring, we have people who wish to collect water from the spring, or we don't have people actually enter the spring because it is a fragile ecosystem, but we have used the water ceremonially. So we actually have kept alive some of the customs, well dressings and spring dressings, decorating the spring not only with colorful ribbons that are the prayer ribbons, but we've done rituals there, and one of the old traditions at Imok and at the other Celtic fire festivals would be to go to a sacred spring or holy well and to decorate them with flowers, to put offerings at the spring. So Bridget is a goddess of water, a goddess of fire, a goddess of the oak. She's the goddess of the land. And in some traditions, the story of Bridget's mantle is an important one. Now, this comes from her taking the form of Saint Bridget, being called to form a spiritual community, and had gone to a Christian church elder and said, I need land for this work, and was told by the church father, well, you can have as much land as your mantle will cover. Wow, Bridget, being the magical goddess and magical Christian saint that she was, worked with her mantle, and it got very big and covered a whole lot of land. And coming from that story is a tradition of taking a cloth on Bridget's night and putting it out to be blessed by Bridget and the stars. And if the moon is shining, by the moon as well. And then to bring the mantle and the wonderful mist and dew in, and it becomes a healing cloth that can be used for healing self and for others. So the Bridget mantle is something that I have done personally in terms of taking a bit of cloth and having it be outdoors at Bridget's sacred time. And in fact, in the Circle Sanctuary community, we've actually crafted Bridget mantles, have decorated strips of cloth with some sacred symbols, and then that night have taken them to our homes and put them outdoors for the blessing of Bridget. Well, what are some of the other dimensions of Bridget? Imok, her festival, is a time associated with sheep and lambs. And one of the amazing things is to gather milk and use that as a kind of ritual offering. So should you know of some who raise sheep and have access to that kind of milk, used milk, well, great. You have a direct source. But you can actually use some other types of milk depending on your preference and accessibility to milk and do a Bridget milk blessing. And so typically it's sheep's milk, but many people have used other types of milk and to use that milk as a kind of a ritual offering, as a symbol of the season. She's been connected with a variety of different creatures. So in addition to snakes and the swan and sheep, she has had connections with cows as well. Indeed, Bridget's lore and her symbology and her powers are vast and take different forms depending on which era and which location and which tradition she is being honored. There are different forms of Bridget names. Bridget, Brige is another way of saying her name. Bride, yes, here comes the bride. That word bride is a form of Bridget's name. Brigantia was the form of Bridget, honored by the Brigantes people, a tribe that was in what's now known as England. And I've worked with Brigantia in her fierce form, Bridget as warrior and protector. Bridget and Saint Bridget, Brigantia, Bride, Brige, Bridget. There's so many different forms of her name, and there are different bodies of water that have become place names that have their roots from Bridget. Bridewell is a common place name, and it typically is an area where there is a well or used to be a well sacred to Bridget. What are some other dimensions of Bridget to share with you? It is said that Bridget invented keening, the mournful sound when one is grieving a loss. Often it's the death of a loved one. And that mournful sound, letting go of grief, expressing grief. It's a healing sound. It can be an unsettling sound. I've worked with keening at Samhain time as we have grieved loved ones collectively in our Samhain ritual. And it's said that the first to do keening was Bridget. Well, Bridget is also associated with inventing another kind of sound, whistling. And I think a wonderful way to honor Bridget, if you're a good whistler, is to do some whistling in ritual in as a way of beginning a meditation. Bridget has so many different dimensions and ways of being. She has a versatility that continues to this day. She started as a Celtic goddess. And when I say Celtic, that's an umbrella term for a lot of different tribes, different groups of people that had some languages in common and some traditions in common, but they were distinct peoples, and a parallel would be the term Native American or American Indian. More than 100 tribes are in the Americas, so the indigenous peoples might be all called indigenous peoples of the Americas, but under that great grouping are lots of different types of tribes. Well, same with the Celts, that there were different traditions and forms. And one of the wonderful things is that now Bridget not only is being honored by those who continue with Celtic ways, but she's expanded to be a multicultural goddess. Some say Madame Brigitte, which is in a number of Udan traditions, is linked in with the the goddess Bridget. And another wonderful thing about Bridget and her versatility is as we, as humans, have become more interconnected in this digital age, Bridget chants, Bridget images, Bridget lore, Bridget rituals, Bridget traditions are making their way around the world. So Bridget, yes, Celtic goddess, but also multicultural and a global goddess, and a goddess who is connected with people of many different languages. In addition to being a multilingual and multicultural global goddess, Bridget continues to be a goddess that's being honored by people of a number of different spiritual traditions. So within pagan traditions, you have a multifaceted pagan, you have Wiccan, you have witches, you have druids, and yes, I know some heathens that also work with Bridget, even though she's Celtic rather than Nordic or Saxon or Germanic. And then there are people who are embracing goddess spirituality in an interreligious, multicultural way. And Bridget is found in a variety of goddess oracle decks and in a variety of goddess traditions. Bridget is ancient. Bridget is contemporary. Bridget is versatile. Bridget is multifaceted. So what I'd like to do now is to guide a Bridget meditation. And this is an opportunity for you to connect with Bridget in one or more of her forms. In the next few moments of quiet, find a comfortable place to be. And as you lower your gaze or close your eyes, if you're in a place where you can do that, join me in chanting Bridget's name. Bridget, 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 and continue on in your own way, and as you do, invite Bridget to come to you in one of her forms, imagining her being present. And in your mind's eye, imagine that you are connecting with Bridget. How does she present herself to you? Invite her to share some guidance for you. What rises up in your consciousness? And if it feels appropriate to do so, invite her now to connect with you in a unifying way, attune and commune with Bridget. Imagine that you are one with her. And as you do that, experience yourself glowing with light, with Bridget's radiance, her brilliance. And then, as you feel complete with this short journey, give thanks to Bridget. Bridget, thank you. Bridget, thank you. Bridget, thank you. Bridget, thank you. And now the next few moments, integrate, digest energetically your connection with Bridget, and know that you can use this approach to calling her, communing with her, reflecting, and thanking her. Of course, there's many different ways of working with Bridget through meditation and ritual, through study, through the creative arts, through being a healing presence. And I invite you to take a look at and a listen to Bridget podcasts I've had in the past, the Bridget live streams, Bridget chants that I've created, and each year I add to what I have available online. I also invite you to consider creating a ritual at Imlek time in which you call upon her and honor her. And a good way to do that is to create a Bridget altar. Now, you may want to create a Bridget altar that is a multifaceted one with many different symbols of different aspects and powers, representations of her stories and her attributes. I have a small Bridget altar with me for this live stream and live stream podcast, and I have a few objects here. Another thing that you may do is to get an image of Bridget that has multiple aspects represented. I have this triple goddess shrine figure so that I can connect with her in each of those threefold ways. But I also have some other areas in my home where I have some different types of Bridget altars. In my front hallway, which gets morning sun, I have my Bridget of the Sacred Sun altar. And that's another attribute and symbol of Bridget, is that of the light and of sunshine, connecting with Bridget at sunrise, at midday, at sunset. Some sacred times for connecting with her. And certainly working with her at her sacred holiday time. Now, some will celebrate on multiple days and nights, and I actually do a lot of celebration in mid to late January, early February. Some will focus on January 31st as Bridget's night and February 1st as Bridget's day. Others work with February 2nd, also sacred to Bridget. And some will go from January 30th to February 2nd in the Northern Hemisphere. And, of course, in the Southern Hemisphere, it's 6 months later, in late July and early August. Creating an altar for Bridget in her many forms or creating an altar for Bridget in one particular aspect. At Circle Sanctuary's community Imhoc ceremonies and festivals, we sometimes will have a series of different altars, not only the main ritual altar, which tends to be in the center of our temple when we do indoor work, but we have some other altars around the temple, and we have a healing altar, and because we have Bridget Spring as a place on our land that's dedicated to Bridget, we will have some water from Bridget Spring. We will actually have one of the hoops where people can tie ribbons on if they're not in a space to actually journey out to the spring itself, and it really depends on what type of winter we have as to how accessible it is, how deep the snow might be, if there is snow, and how cold it might be. So typically we have a healing altar, and there is some water from Bridget Spring, as well as images of Bridget as healer. We've had a Bridget fire altar with candles kindled for her, and sun as a form of sacred fire, sun images there. We've had Bridget as the goddess of inspiration, and have had people put images that have inspired them on the bardic altar, and also have put some writings, journals, collections of poems, and all sorts of creative arts. We have had a small portable anvil brought in, and we've had a Bridget of the Forge altar, not a full forge within our temple room, but there's a lot of versatility in terms of working with her. And one thing that you might want to consider in your own work is to keep some type of journal, if you don't already have one, spiritual diary or journal, and to make a note of your connections with Bridget, what types of rituals that you've done to honor her, and other impressions, experiences that have come to you as a result of your Bridget work. Well, there's some other Bridget traditions and symbols, and in some other podcasts, I'll be sharing more about meditations and rituals and traditions connected with Imhoc, and I'd like to share one of them now, which is to have an image of Bridget. It can be actual. Some people make what they call a Bridie doll, and have that image at Imhoc put out on an altar representing her resting, and will put symbols with the Bridie doll. The Bridie doll is seen to help promote fertility, and may use the Bridie doll for those who are seeking to have children, actually to energize that at Imhoc time or in some special Bridget ritual, and then to give it to the couple seeking to conceive and to have the Bridie doll in one's bedroom. So as you can tell, there's so many different types of Bridget traditions and symbols. So let's take a summary look at her powers. Bridget can really help with inspiration, energizing, bringing forth creativity. The image of fire in the head. You may want to envision a golden light, a sun above your head, behind your head, or like a halo to help envision your connection with Bridget and her brilliance for inspiration and perspective. Bridget is protective. She can be a strong protector. And many people will use a Bridget cross to protect the home from harm, including warding off lightning. Yes, I know associated with Bridget, so you put your solar cross up to ward off that. She also is healing and nurturing. And calling on Bridget to bring about healing insights as well as healing blessings. I have used a Bridget cross in a healing ceremony, used it as a way of directing healing to individuals, to a situation, to a place, healing and wellness. I see Bridget also as not only blessing crafting, and the Smith crafting is well known, but other types of crafting. And she who transforms, another aspect of the Smith dimension. And when you think about how a sword is made in particular, you're going to be hammering on the forge, you're going to be using water and heat, fire, steam, you've got all the elements there, and that's why forges were considered quite magical. Well, there can be a forging of ourselves, transforming ourselves, moving through challenges as a kind of smithcrafting experience of our souls, and that is a really powerful aspect of Bridget, she who aids us in transformation. Bridget has the power to bless birth, pregnancy, conception, and the birthing itself, and Bridget can be a symbol and a source of well-being, not just healing, but wellness as a whole. Bridget for success, for joy, for creativity, blessing, creative arts, performing arts. Bridget has so many different aspects, and certainly blessing the land, blessing homes, and these have been just some of the symbols and some of her lore tonight. Circle of Bridget power, circle of Bridget light, circle of Bridget magic, circle of Bridget bright. So as we bring closure to our time with Bridget tonight, I wish you bright Bridget blessings. For more information about Bridget, I invite you to check out me on social media at Emerald Time every year, and at other times of the year I put up a variety of Bridget images and chants and rituals. I'm going to be doing a series of podcasts this month and some workshops. And so you can find me on Instagram or Twitter, Selena_Fox. Facebook is Selena Fox Updates. And, of course, you'll find some of my Bridget material here on my Circle, on my Selena Fox YouTube channel, and also on the Circle Sanctuary YouTube channel, and that's where I will be debuting my Bridget of the Sacred Sun at our Emerald Festival in January 29th, 2022. Thank you all who have tuned in live. Thanks to all of you who have tuned in later. And Bridget, blessings to all of you. Thanks for tuning in.
Network podcasts presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org and follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSN podcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.